This father and son pair both served as U.S. Secretary of Agriculture. The son even became Vice President of the United States and made an unsuccessful bid for president. Although it's been over a half century since either was in office, their work can still be seen today. It's this edition of the American Countryside. For many years, you've heard me talking about Wilcross soybeans and Agrigold corn, brands we've grown on our farm for many years. Wilcross soybeans offer the latest genetics with proven results on your soil type. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities for your farm. Get the details now by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers in our area, remember that Agrigold is the corn specialist. When everything you do revolves around corn, you look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. Agrigold's new giant hybrids stand tall against the competition. Check out the results for yourself from local yield trials at agrigold.com. Wilcross soybeans and Agrigold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or Agrigold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. Jack Mitchell shares the story of one of the most notable politicians to hail from Adair County, Iowa.
Henry Wallace grew up on his father's family farm northeast of Orient, Iowa. He went on in the 1930s. He was the Secretary of Agriculture under Franklin Roosevelt.
He followed in the footsteps of his father, Harry, who served as Secretary of Agriculture in the 1920s. On the eve of World War II, he was on the presidential ticket with Roosevelt.
In 1941, he became Vice President of the United States. In 1945, he was Secretary of Commerce for 2 years.
In 1948, Wallace ran for president against Harry Truman on the Progressive Party ticket, but failed to gain any electoral votes. He was a promoter of agriculture, and in 1926 helped found a company well known in rural America.
He's been very instrumental in developing Pioneer Seed Corn located in Johnson, Iowa, and also the Highline Poultry Farms, laying hens, and that's how we got to have hybrid chickens, was by his dedication.
The Wallace family were advocates for progressive agriculture, and they shared their story through their own publication.
The Wallace farmer was a great tradition in his work that he educated the people through his magazine about new products and advances in agriculture.
The house where Wallace was born and raised is open to visitors and is a part of the Wallace Center of Iowa. It includes 40 acres of the original farm, plus many of the farm buildings. Traveling the countryside in Greenfield, Iowa, I'm Andrew McCrae.